This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
I think business has a bad name. I think we've misbranded business. The brand of business is broken. I think a lot of people have very honorable, very kind business skills, and the world thinks business is rough and sharp elbows and nice. Like, even like it just made me like jump up a little bit. This concept that the world has been pushing on us that nice guys finish last is a travesty. No. It's a travesty that people believe that. It makes people behave in ways that they don't have in their soul, and it's broken. And I think we have to have a new conversation. I think hard skills are commoditized. Machine learning, AI, many other things, that's where the commodity is. It's the people that know how to lead. Too many people lead out of fear. It's not healthy. It doesn't work in the end. And I just think we need to have a more thoughtful conversation. I think if you look under the hood and pay attention, the most meaningful long-term things have been built far more on good behavior than bad behavior. You can get short-term results through fear and negativity, but it is not a sustainable action. And I think it's time we talk about it.
And how many times have you shut down a conversation when you walk past someone's office, cube, conference, wherever you are, and someone's being yelled at by a
Pam, I just need to understand how anybody believes that verbally undressing another human being in a business meeting ever has any reasoning. And I just want everybody to hear this. I'm not talking about let's do foofy entitlement. Everyone's now thinking about like, what about these fucking Gen Zers? They don't want to do shit. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about like we have to do stuff, of course. I'm talking about people using negativity and fear as drivers. Yeah, it's...
Nobody wants to be scared of their boss.
Right. So many people are struggling when I'm pushing this out because they're worried about entitlement. And I understand that. It is a fine balance. But we just need to have a different combo because you get way more out of honey than vinegar. It is documented proof. But most of all, the thing that bothers me the most is I watch nice people navigate their careers and try to develop less nice skills because they believe subconsciously and consciously that it gets them further, and that has to be eradicated.
I totally agree. Let's give applause for that. And I love the way you're weaving that message in back and forth. It's so important. Okay, Mara, I got the time frame, so I'm gonna move to VCon.
Okay.
So you just made your dream come true. For a long time, you dreamt about what VCon could be. You've talked about Web3, you've talked about NFTs, you've talked about, obviously, you have been a leading voice in this space. And I want to talk a little bit about how was the weekend? How'd it go?
For the majority of you that don't know the context, this weekend in Minnesota at US Bank Stadium where the Vikings play, we had something called VCon.
And why Minnesota? Just out of curiosity.
It's a really interesting, convoluted, mixed answer. Several things. One, I'm very close to the Will family that owns the stadium, owns the Vikings. They grew up in Springfield, New Jersey, where my dad's wine store is. So there was a good relationship, feels family. I like doing business with people. This one's gonna be a loop, but it's tying in nicely to what I've said. I think America has gotten very red and very blue. Like very red and very blue. I think a lot of people now feel they have to be 100% red and 100% blue in a world where every person sitting here has some level of purple. So I'm falling in love with this concept of purple. It's where I wanna go with my content. It's where I wanna go with Be Friends. As much as I'm excited about Kind Could Do and Empathy Elephant and Patient Panda, I'm equally as excited about developing Ambitious Angel and Tenacity, you know, Termite and, you know, Competitive Clown that like makes kids cry when they lose. Like, you know, so because I want to make it purple.
Wait, Competitive Clown?
Competitive Clown is a character in Be Friends, and the main story arc is I think it's good when kids cry when they lose. And I think we spent the last 25 years trying to not make them cry, stop them from crying, not let crying happen. It means they care. I think being competitive is a massively attractive skill. Like anything in life, anything out of balance is bad, but we've tried to wipe it out. And so I have a very purple view on the world. I think the deep red, deep blue reality of what we're sitting in right now has created incredible levels of non-civility, lots of angst, tons of anxiety, and I want to march to purple, and that stadium is purple. So it was a very secret little thing for me.
And Prince is from there. So
I love Prince. Little Red Corvette is still top 10 songs of all time. I need to work on the Jets Super Bowl. Fuck the Vikings.
Do not bring up sports, my friend. That was in the bottom of my list, but. So you're excited with the outcome?
Yeah, I mean, I think, let's make it valuable for this crowd.
A little bit about that.
Everybody in here is gonna figure out how significant the consumer blockchain is over the next 15 years. This audience here is probably NFT curious because there's economics in it, there's money. It's definitely in the air. Right now, we're in a gold rush phase where everything's about the economics, the numbers are crazy. It's internet 97. Just like in 97 and 98 and 99, the stocks were too valued, they crashed, but the internet and the macro was gonna change the world. 98% of the NFT projects in the space right now are going to zero. They're gonna be misoperated, people don't know what to do with the IP, it's using the short-term greed economics, but they're not gonna navigate IP development and value and they'll go to zero. But NFTs, consumer NFTs, will impact every single person in this room for the rest of your lives.
How?
Because the technology's too big. Every ticket to every sporting event and concert in 7 years is gonna be an NFT. People are gonna buy homes in the form of an NFT.
Talk about real estate.
Well, when you do real estate, you're buying a home that sits on a ledger at the county level or at the state level. Like, people don't understand that the consumer blockchain is a ledger that proves ownership and has smart contract capability. This is very, very significant. We spend lots of money on companies in the middle that provide no value, that are just toll booths that we're not going to do that with because there's now technology. No different than people now buy things on the internet and have it delivered to them, even though in 1997, when everybody asked me, Gary, who's gonna buy wine on the internet? My answer every time was everybody. And you know, there's some OGs in here. In 1997, that didn't click. In 2006, when I told everybody that everybody was gonna have a social media account, a Twitter, they're like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Who cares if you're walking the dog or having a pizza? And my answer was, everybody. And it didn't register to people, but that's what humans are. We're a bunch of yentas. We wanna know people's business, you know? And so, but more importantly, it's the flip side. Besides our curiosity and wanting to know, people need to communicate. The reason social media worked is you wanna show everybody your new car. You want to show everybody your family's having a great time at Disney. It's what people do. They used to do it by taking 100 photos, coming back and having their four friends come over and look at the photos. This just created technology scale. The reason people buy BMWs, the reason people buy Nikes, Rolexes, Louis Vuitton, Burka, is the same reason everyone's going to buy NFTs, to show and communicate. But it's also going to have utilitarian value. The 8,000 people, 7,000 people that came to VCon this weekend in Minnesota were only able to come if they owned a VFriend. So this is gonna change the world. It's gonna eat up this conference. In 10 years, the concept of NFTs, whether they're called NFTs or we came up with some new world, is going to be the dominant infrastructure of this conference. Let me make a more profound statement. There's actually no logical sense for anybody to establish an IP ever again in book form, cartoon form, toy form, YouTube form, all of it makes more sense to start as an NFT to establish the IP rights on the blockchain, and then you can develop it. There is no path to IP building that doesn't start with step one, minted on the blockchain, because you get a royalty component for every transaction in perpetuity.
So brands will definitely matter going forward.
Brands matter forever.
I was just gonna say.
Right, like, look, do you know why the world is a religious place? Because churches and religious institutions were the fastest mover on the printing press, and the printing press changed the world. Like, this has always been about communication. This has always been about communication. Everybody here over the age of 45 grossly underestimated the internet 25 years ago. Every single person sitting here right now is grossly underestimating NFTs, and a lot of people here have opinions about it because of one headline they saw on Twitter or their friend said something. The amount of people, Pam, I apologize, the amount of people who've spent 50 hours here actually educating themselves on what the blockchain is, what NFTs are, what Ethereum is very far and few between. I've seen this rodeo 3 times in my short career. This movie always plays out. This conference is grossly, grossly underestimating what the fuck is happening.
Yes, I love that. All right, so who's getting it right here?
The early pioneers who are establishing IP, no different than the 1980s, where the storytellers were like, wait a minute, this cartoon mode is amazing. I'm gonna do a cartoon to sell these toys at Toys R Us. This is a moat for IP building. So the same DNA that made the production companies and the IP builders understand that this moat of 83, 82 to 88 of IP building, right, on television, when you think about Turtles, comic book, but those cartoons took it to the stratosphere,
yeah.
Right? And so the people that are getting it right are putting themselves in that position. Me, Yam from World of Women, the Bored Ape Crew, we're all getting our at-bats. We've got a lot of work to do. There's been $100 million of VFriends sold in the first year on primary. There's been $250 million sold in secondary that I make between 5.5 and 10% royalties on every transaction. This has happened in 1 year. VFriends has bigger and better P&L economics than 98% of this room. It didn't exist a year ago.
Amazing.
But it's not that amazing. It's a timing execution thing. There's a.
But you said yourself you didn't expect it to be.
I didn't.
I'm just saying.
It's why I'm saying not amazing. Because a lot of it's coming from greed on the other side. People think it's how they're going to become a millionaire. And I'm like, keep saying, like, don't spend money you can't afford to lose. Slow down. Like, I love the correction that's happened in pricing the last 3 weeks because it gets some of the riffraff out of the system.
Right.
But you have to understand, when you're sitting with IP and you issue NFTs, but then you can trigger experiences. Every IP in here can do a pop-up museum in New York City that only can get into if you have the NFT. Like, there's so much more. You look at the music industry, you think about the wealth that Prince or Bruce Springsteen or Michael Jackson or the Beatles created. People in music have made so much money because they've had royalties in perpetuity. For the first time ever, at scale on the consumer end, we can do that with IP. That's a big deal.
That's awesome.